The Lucy Desi Comedy Hour. With special guest star, Fred McMurray. With Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
Show you something while Ricky's up in the observation car. Close the door. Sit down.
Did you wake me up out of a sound snooze just to show us another one of those dizzy new hats of yours?
Oh, you got a new hat to go with your new hairdo.
Well?
Well, I admit it looks better than most of your hats.
Oh, Fred. What is that?
It's a Geiger counter to hunt uranium with while we're up in Las Vegas.
A Geiger counter?
Yeah.
Now, Lucy, I thought when you asked Ricky if you could go uranium hunting, he put his foot down.
Oh, he's put down so many feet, I feel like I'm married to a Cuban centipede.
If you do go, he'll find out.
How? While we're hunting uranium, he'll be rehearsing at the hotel.
We? Don't include us. We're not going along with this harebrained scheme.
Oh, come on, Fred. Who knows? Maybe we'll find uranium.
Sure.
If you think I'm going to hike around in the blazing hot sun with you two, you're crazy.
Fred, it might interest you to know that the government pays a bonus of $10,000 to anybody that discovers uranium.
Well, I hope you packed my boots and Pitt's helmet.
We hit him right where he lives.
Ah. How do you work this thing?
How does it work, Lucy?
Yeah. Now, look, sit down.
Yeah.
You turn this on like this.
Yeah.
And then you hold this up to your ear.
I'll hold it.
And then, when it gets near uranium, it starts to click. Now listen.
Holy cow! You've already found some.
Oh,
where'd you get this?
Calm down, Fred. That's just the sample that they give you to test the Geiger counter with.
Oh.
Oh, you mean that's all there is to it? When you hear that clicking sound, you know you found uranium?
Well, sometimes, but not always. It also clicks if you hold it near a wristwatch or an alarm clock that has a radium dial, you know.
Oh. You beautiful little thing, you.
He hasn't kissed me like that in 20 years.
You haven't made me click like that in 20 years. Here we are, son. Start the farming.
I heard it.
Hi.
Well, hi, honey. Did you have a good time up in the observation car?
Uh-huh.
Listen, tell Mommy who we run into that she would like to meet.
Who? Scotty Lawrence.
Scotty Lawrence? Who's he?
He's the boy in my class at school. We all stand at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas.
No, I mean the other one that we run into that she would like to meet. Fred McMurray.
Fred McMurray?
Fred McMurray?
Yeah, he remembered me from Hollywood. I told him you'd like to meet us, and he said he'll stop by. He'd be here any minute.
You mean we're going to meet Fred McMurray right now?
He's staying at the Sands, too.
Oh, we're all staying at the same hotel.
Oh, you like that.
Can I go play with Scotty Lawrence?
Well,
It's early yet, honey. He's
okay,
right next door.
Okay, be a good boy.
I will, Mommy.
Okay, let me look.
Fine. See you later.
How do I look?
Oh, hiya, Fred. Here we are. Come in. Fred, come on in.
Well, it looks like you've got a full house, Rick. I'll drop back.
Oh, there's always room for one more.
Especially one more like you.
Oh, thanks, but it'll crowd it a little. I'll be back.
Oh, no, come on in. Yeah, there's plenty of room.
Get over, Fred.
Actually, you're a gentleman.
Well, aren't you going to introduce us, dear?
Yes. Fred, the one that yanked you in is my wife, Lucy.
Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
And the one that pushed you down is our friend, Ethel Mertz.
Hello, Fred Mertz.
This is my band manager, Fred Mertz.
Always glad to meet another Fred.
How are you, Fred?
Fine.
My, this is an unexpected thrill, Mr. McMurray.
Well, thank you.
I hear we're all staying at the same hotel.
Yes, I understand we are.
How long are you going to be there?
Well, just a couple of days. Let's see, we get into Vegas on Wednesday, and my wife's arriving up from Los Angeles on Friday.
Oh.
But we'll be there for the weekend.
Oh, his wife is June Haver.
His wife is June Haver.
His wife is June Haver.
I know.
Oh, Mr. McMurray, I've always just loved you on the screen.
Well, thank you.
You're not bad close up either.
Well, you know, it is kind of cozy in here at that.
Isn't it? Oh, don't go. We're just getting to know each other.
Oh, I wasn't going. I was just going to tie my shoe.
Oh. My, what a lovely watch.
June gave it to me.
Oh, as a radium dial.
Yes, uh-huh.
It stopped.
It has?
I mean the click, click, click.
Oh.
Ethel, did you see this lovely watch?
Oh, yes, it's just gorgeous.
Fred, did you see it?
It's a beaut.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Ricky, did you see this lovely timepiece?
Yes, dear. Yeah, I saw it. Very handsome.
Yeah, isn't it?
Honey, Mr. McMurray would like to tie his shoe.
Hello.
I can tie my own shoe.
Oh, no, I'll do it.
Look, you don't have to do that.
Oh, yes, I do. Well, just think what my friends will say when they find out that I tied Fred McMurray's shoe.
But you're tying the wrong one. Here, please let me.
No, it's all right, I'll do it. Mr. McMurray, maybe you're right. It is a little crowded in here. Maybe you better go back to your own place so you can relax and stretch out and be comfortable, huh?
Maybe you're right.
Is there anything wrong?
No. No, nothing at all. You just tied my shoes together.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night, Fred. To the club room and rehearse my drum number.
Okay, dear.
What are you going to do today?
Oh, I think I'll just stay in bed and catch up on my reading.
Well, that's a good idea. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, listen, if you want to take a nap, go ahead. I'll take the key with me.
Oh, okay.
See you later.
Okay, dear.
Back later.
Oh,
Lucy.
Yeah, come in, Fred.
Is little Ricky here?
No, he's gone to Boulder Dam with Scotty and his mother.
Oh, I got something for him.
What? Ricky Ricardo Jr., elected sheriff. Oh, where did you ever get that?
I had it printed at a novelty store downtown.
Oh, that's cute.
I'll give it to him when he comes back.
Okay.
Whoops!
Oh, it's all right, Fred.
Those are the snappiest pajamas I ever saw.
We are going uranium hunting. Go get Ethel. Hurry up.
Now you're talking.
Make it snappy now.
All right.
Really hurry. Anything wrong?
What big ears you have, Grandma.
Oh, these. I was just contacting the field to see if I could bring in this bed for a landing.
Lucy?
I think I'll take a nap. I'm tired. Good night. How could I sleep with you annoying me like this?
Lucy? All right, what are you doing in bed with all your clothes on? And what is this then? Lucy, is this a Geiger counter?
Have you ever seen a Geiger counter?
No.
Oh, well, this is an electronic popsicle.
So the minute that my back was turned, you were going to go uranium hunting. And I thought I told you distinctly you couldn't.
Well, nothing personal, dear, but you've never told me anything distinctly in your whole life.
I said no. N-O! Is that clear?
Yes, that's pretty clear.
Are you ready?
What's up? The jig.
Now, don't tell me that you two were mixed up in this crazy scheme.
I don't think picking up 10,000 bucks is crazy.
What?
The government pays a bonus of $10,000 to anybody who discovers uranium.
Oh, now, look, I already told Lucy that they discover uranium in northern Nevada, not around Las Vegas. Besides, I don't want you out there in the middle of the desert all by yourself. You might get lost.
Oh, how could I get lost? Fred will be with us.
Oh, great. With his sense of direction, he can find his way out of a telephone booth.
You're always trying to spoil my fun.
Never mind. I'll have to go to rehearsal.
But, Ricky...
I don't want to hear one more word about it.
Well, for once, it looks like you're stymied.
Don't be too sure. There's more than one way to skin a Cuban cat. let me see. It's open. Come on in.
Hi.
Hi. Where's Fred?
Oh, he's still getting dressed. The way he's carrying on, you'd think it was his opening night.
I figured out a way to make Ricky change his mind about uranium hunting.
You did? How?
I went downtown this afternoon and had this printed.
Big uranium strike outside Las Vegas.
Yeah, and listen to this. Las Vegas was in an uproar today as word spread like wildfire that one of the country's biggest uranium strikes had been recorded right outside of town. What do you think?
I think some of that henna has seeped through and rusted your brain.
I thought that was kind of good.
Oh, that's the worst idea you ever had. Ricky will never fall for a phony story like that.
Well, at least you'll have to give me an E for effort.
All I can give you is P for punk.
All right, all right.
We'll get Fred. Okay, we'll meet you down in the patio in 15 minutes, huh?
Okay. Come in.
Oh, I was just coming in to turn down the bed.
All right, go ahead, dear. I'm just leaving.
Huh? Whoa! Whoa! Come here. Come here. Quick, quick. Look. Did you see this?
Hey!
Henry, do you know what this means? I've just cleaned my last room. I'm gonna be rich. Yee-hoo!
Wait for me.
I'm awfully glad I ran into you again. I wanted to explain about what happened on the train.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, I'd like to explain anyway. You see, I wanted to go uranium hunting, and, well, Ricky said that I couldn't, and I... are you upset about something?
No, no. Why do you ask?
Well, you just lit the filler end of your cigarette. You are upset about something, aren't you? Could I help?
No, I'm afraid I'm beyond help.
Well, why don't you tell somebody about it? Maybe you'll feel better.
Maybe you're right. You see, my business manager is very strict. And I was allowed only a certain amount of money to gamble with while I'm here in Las Vegas. And I don't know what happened. I just kept putting those nickels in that machine and... Before I knew it, I'd lost twice my allowance. You know, I've just been trying to get up courage to call and break the news. Well, I'm just liable to get killed.
Oh, come now, can't be that bad. After all, it's your money.
But you don't know my business manager.
Well, who is this big bully that handles your money?
My wife, June.
You mean a little tiny thing like June's got a great big guy like you under her thumb?
Well, she may be tiny, but she has an awfully big thumb.
Well, I don't get it. How can you be so meek in real life and be so brave in pictures?
Heavy makeup.
Well, how much did you lose anyway?
$100.
You mean the wife of a big movie star like you is going to get upset over $100?
Look, Lucy, my Junie is a lovely, beautiful, wonderful girl. But when it comes to finance, she's... Well, in money matters, she's just a little... Well, she's tight, that's what she is.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I'm married to one of those, too.
That's why I thought I'd call her at home, you know, just to... I thought I might give her a chance to calm down a little bit before she gets up here day after tomorrow.
Well, that's a very good idea. Go and call her now and get it over with.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, come on, right now. Come on. Go ahead.
Lucy, I can't do it.
Oh, Fred.
I just can't do it.
Oh. Look, you're an actor, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe a rehearsal would help.
How do you mean?
Well, let's pretend that I'm June and you call me in here. How's that?
Oh. Maybe that would help.
Okay. My number's 311.
311.
Yeah.
Just a minute, please. What'll I say?
Fred, you just be strong and tell the truth.
Hello. Is that you, Junie Bug?
Yes. Is that you? What does she call you?
Oh, Freddy Bear.
What?
Freddy Bear.
Freddy Bear? Yes, is that you, Freddy Bear? What's new?
Well, Junie Bug, I have something to tell you.
Oh, what is it, dear?
Well, Freddy Bear has been a naughty boy.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, he lost $100 gambling.
Oh, is that all? Oh, don't you worry about that, dear. You just go ahead and have a good time, and I'll see you in a couple of days.
Thanks, Junie boy. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, that was a cinch. See? Nothing to it.
Now go on in there and call June.
Oh, but I just...
Now you just march in there like a man and call.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Oh, Fred.
I just can't do it. I'll just have to face the consequences when she gets here. That's
it. Oh. Look, how would you like to take your mind off your troubles and join the Mertzes and me for dinner? It's Ricky's opening night.
Oh, that'd be very nice.
Okay.
I'd like to.
I think that's a good idea. I think that's a very good idea. Now, don't even think about that. Well, what's the matter with him?
No.
Oh, there you are. Oh, hello, Mr. McMurray.
Oh, hello.
Mr. McMurray's right. Going to have dinner with us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Swell.
I think we better get going. It's after 8:15.
Come on, let's go!
Yeah, you see, the government gets a $10,000 bonus to anybody that's
You're right. I'll be right with you.
I heard it.
Come on, baby. Find some uranium for Daddy before Mummy finds Daddy.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
Listen, did you two discover anything?
Yep, we discovered we're sick and tired of each other.
And we didn't need a Geiger counter for that.
How about you?
No, not a thing.
No. You?
No.
Oh, sure, you found something. We heard you yelling clear across the desert.
Oh, that wasn't uranium. I backed into some cactus.
Hey, Rick, shouldn't you be getting back for the show?
Oh, Jack and Fred are canceled the show tonight. Everybody's out looking for uranium. Oh.
Yeah, the whole town's gone crazy.
You know, they even put the claims office right in the middle of the lobby of the Sands.
Well, that's handy. You know, you can make a fortune and lose it all in the same place.
Yeah. Well, what do you say we fix a little dinner and go to bed, and then we can start hunting tomorrow morning, eh?
Oh, hey, there's still daylight. Let's keep looking.
Oh, Lucy, I'm hungry. You've been out there 14
minutes. All right, I'll look by myself, and if I find uranium, I'll keep the entire $10,000.
Oh, no, you don't. Put on your phones. Put them on. Put them on, Fred.
All right, I'll get the food in the blankets. You look. Don't go too far. You might get lost. It's getting dark soon.
We'll just look right around here.
Me too!
Wow! I hear cooking!
Ready?
You can hear me?
No need for all this bickering. This whole thing can be settled easily and fairly.
Certainly.
I found it first.
One fair way to settle this thing. We'll split the $10,000 three ways.
That's agreeable with me.
All right.
Okay. Oh, no, wait a minute. It won't come out even. Two of us will get $3,333, and one of us will get $3,334. Now, who gets the extra buck?
Oh!
Stay out of this, Ethel. This is business.
Oh. All right, Fred, you get the extra buck. You're the tightest.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. Now, let me see. What was that?
It's right in the
We'll take the sample to the claims office first thing in the morning.
Good.
In the morning? What's the matter with right now?
Yeah, right now, Rick.
Yeah. No, by the time we get there, the claims office will be closed.
Yeah, he's probably right.
Besides, we don't want to leave this spot on guard there all night.
You're darn tootin' we don't. Yeah.
Oh, now let's get organized.
What do we do?
Well, now, Fred, you and I will build a fire.
Sure, I'll get some wood.
You girls get the food.
Okay.
And will you get the blankets?
Sure,
I will. Here, you take
it. All right.
Howdy.
Howdy.
You folks must be looking for uranium.
Yeah.
Find anything?
Well, as a matter of fact...
Nope, not a thing. How about you?
Nope, not a darn thing. Well, that's your luck.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Why did you poke me like that?
You don't go around blabbing to everybody that you found uranium.
Why not?
Because you don't know who to trust. Well, in a case like this, you can't even trust your best friend.
Hey, Rick. Rick. Mm. Rick, wake up.
Oh, what's the matter? Something wrong?
Rick, how well do you know this fellow, Mertz?
Rat?
Yeah.
I've known him for years. Why?
Well, I hate to say this, but he's getting in his car.
So?
Well, nothing except... Well, he's the one that was talking about not being able to trust your best friend. You know him better than I do. You don't think he'd try to sneak off and beat us to the claims office, do you?
Just a minute. What are you saying?
Well, I know it sounds awful, but after all, there is 10,000 bucks at stake, and... Well, you know how he is about money.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Fred Mertz might be a cheapskate, but he's an honest cheapskate.
Yes, my goodness.
I know this looks kind of silly, but my head got cold. Good night.
Good night, Fred.
Good night, Fred.
All right, so I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Well, you should be. Would Fred McMurray say anything like that about Fred Mertz if he wasn't thinking the same thing himself?
What are you talking about?
I happen to know that he needs money desperately. And any man that's as scared of his wife as he is will do anything.
Well, now, you're being ridiculous.
I am not. I haven't trusted him since I saw him in Double Indemnity.
Don't be silly. Now, go to sleep. Go on, go to sleep.
I'll sleep in my car. No, I don't like coyotes either.
Yeah. We better sleep in our car, too.
That old slow thing? What's slow got to do with it? I hear coyotes run very fast.
Oh. Well, then maybe we better all stick together around here close. Like.
Yeah, then we can watch each other.
Yes.
For protection.
Yeah, if there's anything a coyote hates, it's a crowd, you know.
They hate crowds.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we better all just stay around here.
I think so. I think we better all sleep right here.
Yeah.
It's better that way.
Sure.
It's safer.
Yeah. All together.
Yeah.
I don't care where. I'll just...
car warmed up so we won't be left behind when we all leave for the claims office.
Okay, that's a good idea. Where's the crank?
Here.
Okay, turn it over.
How about you doing the cranking for a change?
All right, all right. Now get behind the wheel and do what I tell you.
Okay.
Now retard the spark and set the throttle.
How's that?
No, you turned on the lights. The spark and the throttle are those two things on the wheel.
Oh.
Oh.
Look out!
Put her in, Russo!
What?
No, we're on the brakes! We're on the brakes! The brakes! Russo! The brakes!
Wake up! Look!
What's the matter?
The Mercers are trying to beat us to the claims office.
How do you like that? Oh, look! Ethel is even trying to leave Fred behind.
Get the stuff, will you?
Yo!
Come on!
Trip me, I'm going in.
How do you like that?
What a bunch of crooks!
Don't you think you're old enough to learn how to drive?
Oh. What do they think they're doing?
Just as I suspected. They're trying to beat us to the claims office.
Oh. Come on, Fred. After them.
But we will. Now, do you want me to break this down barrier?
Which way are you going to go?
I don't know.
Well, hurry up, make up your mind.
I think it's that way over there.
Come on, come on, let's go.
Which way?
What's the matter with straight ahead?
Nobody else went that way.
Thank you. you know.
What do you mean?
If you'd brought a decent car instead of this old rattle trap, we'd be way out ahead. Look!
Detour sign.
You know, what I can't understand is why we haven't passed the Mercy's. Look!
Hey, my car is stuck.
Oh, bye!
Thanks. Have you got a car I could rent?
Nope. Ain't you got one?
I got stuck about 20 miles back here.
How'd you happen to get here?
By rail.
Hey, don't stop here. How'd you happen to get off?
My arms got tired. How far is it to Las Vegas?
About 30 miles.
If I'm going to have to hitchhike, I better get cleaned up. Might have used your washroom?
On the back.
Thanks.
Hi, will you mind checking this tire for me, please?
You bet.
I'm thirsty, honey.
Cold soda pop inside.
Come on, let's get a drink.
Oh, we haven't got time for that.
Oh, sure we have. We're way ahead of them now. Come on.
Oh. Help yourself. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
You bet.
He means water.
He knows what I mean.
Well, no water in there, so it cools off. About half an hour.
Oh, no!
Well, Ethel, we're poor again.
Oh.
Fred, the Ricardos are here.
I got an idea. Get me the rope out of the back seat.
What for?
You'll see. Give it here.
They must be inside.
Well, don't just stand there. Keep a lookout.
Okay. Hurry up. They're coming.
Okay, jump in.
Ricky, hurry up. They've caught up with us.
Oh, you know how Fred is about money. He must be whipping it.
What's he trying to do? Kill us all?
Well, one thing, we'll all get there at the same time.
Are you talking about the claims office or heaven?
How fast are we going?
I don't know. The needle on the speedometer went around twice and then flew off.
Well, the old fool, he's trying to pass me.
Can't you go any faster?
Well, give it all he's got.
The same stick with us now. This is crazy.
How can their car go this fast?
It can't unless he's hooked onto us. Hi. What a sneaky thing to do.
Mira que tiene cosas, viejo este.
Yeah. And to think you were once our best friend.
Well, we're your best enemies now.
Come on. Wait a minute. What are you going to do, leave us out here on the desert?
Your two best friends?
Your three best friends?
How did he get here?
I used to ride on the spare tire.
What a sneaky thing to do.
Risky, too.
Well, bad luck.
Adios.
Lucy, you can't leave us here to rot in the desert.
Yeah, if I rot out here in the desert without explaining to June about that money, she'll kill me. You're stuck.
What'll we do now, dear?
Welcome to the Las Vegas Rotters Club.
Howdy.
Oh, you folks.
Yes, sir.
Having trouble?
Well, we're stuck.
That's too bad.
Say, I'd like to have a little talk with you.
Yeah?
And I'd like to have a little talk with you.
I'd like to have a little talk with you.
Hey!
fight, you better find out what you're getting into a fight about. Anybody got a sample?
Yes, sir, I got it right here.
Yeah, but don't forget I got a third of that, you claim jumper.
Yeah, me too.
Who are you calling a claim jumper? You're the one that jumped first trying to sneak out on us this morning.
Yeah.
We weren't trying to sneak out. We were just trying to warm up the car. You're the ones that went rushing by trying to beat us out.
We weren't trying to beat you out. We thought you were trying to beat us out.
I only started because I thought you were all trying to leave me behind.
Really? Oh, well, what do you know? Nobody's a claim jumper.
Yeah, there's not a jumper in the crowd.
Oh, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, we'll split it three ways, huh?
Yeah, we'll get out of here. Okay, anyway.
Right there.
Judy!
For you.
You know, the most exciting things happened.
What?
We've discovered uranium.
Who's we?
Oh, I want you to meet my fellow claim jumpers. I mean, uranium jumpers. The Mertzes and the Ricardos. This is my wife, June.
Oh, yeah, we know. Oh, yeah, we know. We've seen you in the movies a lot of times, yes.
Nice to meet you, too.
I guess now I can tell you I lost $100 gambling. No, you're not going to be mad. Junie Bug? After all, I'm going to get a third of $10,000.
Well, how can I be mad?
That's what I figured.
About this sample.
Yeah, what about
it? Yes, sir. Well, it's full of uranium, all right. Uranium! 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 Uranium!
Uranium! Give us the money. We're going to split it anyway.
Wait a minute. There's only one thing. Uranium here in Nevada is found in limonite rock. This is batholith. Comes from Montana.
Montana? Were we in Montana?
I don't think so.
Of course we were. We found that about 40 miles out of town.
Well, if you did, somebody put it there. You know, this looks like one of those samples you get when you buy a Geiger counter.
Well, mine didn't come with a sample.
No, neither did mine.
Lucy, what about your sample?
Oh, don't worry about me. I threw my sample away.
Where, honey?
The minute I got out of the car, I tossed it all. Gosh.
What?
Now, look, gang. We can't let one little mistake stop us. There's still tons of uranium out there. What are we waiting for? Come on.
Just a minute. There isn't an ounce of uranium around here.
What do you mean?
What about the big strike?
Yeah, what about that?
Well, I just found out that was a hoax.
A hoax?
Yeah, it all started when somebody got a phony newspaper headline printed in a local novelty shop. Yeah, the whole town's up in arms about it.
Have they any idea who did it?
No, not yet. But they got a clue. The shopkeeper said it was a tall, red-headed woman staying here at this hotel.
I gotta go. I gotta see a man about a burro I borrowed.
So, you lost $100, huh?
Let's go. Come on, boy. Come on, I gotta
Lucy, wait!